Morning, sir. Claudia Green.
Yeah.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, and what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
50.
50. Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I am in between.
Okay, so that'll be a 5?
Yeah.
Thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example, Sherrod Brown, a senator.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman?
Approved, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and Donald Trump as former president?
Disapproved.
Strongly disapproved or somewhat?
Strongly disapproved.
Okay, thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Derek Merrin?
Never heard of.
Okay, Donald Trump?
I've heard of Donald Trump.
Okay, so that'll be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Strongly favorable.
Okay, Democrats in Congress?
Strongly favorable.
First Energy?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Strongly favorable.
Okay, thank you. And Marcy Kaptchur?
Oh, strongly favorable.
Okay, very favorable. And Republicans in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'll vote for the Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I'll give Joe Biden another chance.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptchur.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
There's no chance.
Okay. And I am going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely...
It will make no difference. It's all politics.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, we are almost done with the survey, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After I read each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. So the first one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt would stand with those who voted to get Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. So what would be your opinion for this one? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
Okay. And as a landlord who has received over $800,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead feed testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So the same options here.
Okay.